Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Mike Ryan of Process Labs knows rotary kilns and recosticizing. Located in Chillicothe, Ohio, USA, Process Labs has decades of experience and their services are in demand around the world. You can find them online at www.processlaboratories.com or call them at 1-740-775-5520. That's 1-740-775-5520.
Nip Impressions today is about the strange phenomenon of work expanding to fit the time. This column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, sitting in for him because he's traveling. And Jim says, "When I was young, I often thought about why it is that a newspaper exactly fills all the pages printed in a day. There's never any space left over. And this process starts over each and every day. The same, of course, is true with magazines. Ironically, books, which seem to be on a looser schedule than newspapers and magazines, sometimes have blank pages. You would think book publishers would have enough time to make them come out exactly right. Don't write me about this. I really do know the answer when it comes to books." That was to get your attention. What is really amazing is that the work in a workday or the time in a project schedule is most often exactly the right amount of time to do the work required. Yes, there are extreme cases of too little or too much time, but largely it always comes out about right. Of course, you must make adjustments to make this work. Sometimes they are conscious adjustments. Sometimes you're not aware that you made them. When you anticipate that there's not enough time, often you push the adrenaline button and speed up your efforts. However, if this becomes routine, it will wear you out and your work, not only at the task at hand, but on any other tasks in the same period, will suffer. No matter how long you have been working, habits you acquired early in your career concerning time management are probably the ones you follow today. Of course, your employer, or you on your own initiative, may have trotted off to a time management course and tried to change your habits. However, this path is out of character for most people. The people I have known who have been most effective at work tasks break their day into distinct activity blocks. Yes, once in a while they must violate these for some reason or another, but the disciplined ones go right back to their standard pattern once the anomaly is over.
And now let's pause a moment for this commercial message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Paparitala Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Paparitalo Publications. Go with the winner.
And now the conclusion of this week's column.
What I think is a great work pattern is to take the first half hour of your day and the last half hour of your day as preparatory and cleanup times, respectively. Others I have known seem to drift through the mornings and hit it hard for 2 or 3 hours after lunch. I've asked some why they did this. The answer was counterintuitive. They said that early in their careers, they always had a propensity to want to take a nap after lunch. Thus, they resolved to make that the time of day when they expected the most work from themselves. If you work in production, as a majority of the readers of this column do, there are parts of your day dictated by the rhythm of production. Yet, even in a production setting, there are still portions of your day in which you have some freedom as to pace. You might want to work on these. The point is this: picking up the pencil, so to speak, at the beginning of the day and dropping it at the end of the day is not the only way to work. There are many variations on this, variations that can make your day more rewarding, yourself more productive, and improve the quality of your work. Perhaps it's time you gave this some thought. What do you think? Take our quiz this week to let us know. For safety this week, EMTs and firefighters are taught to pace themselves and relieve each other in long sessions of emergency work. Perhaps we can use some of their ideas in our daily lives. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Talo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you need to maximize your mixing capabilities? Philadelphia Mixing Solutions mixer drives are specially designed to handle the rigors of mixing for the pulp and paper industry. With proven technologies for top entry and aeration, our total systems approach provides cost-effective solutions to maximize stock dispersion and degassing. For more information on our mixer and aeration products, contact us today at 717-832-2800 or philamixers.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 10th of November, 2014. The title, Free Paper Mill Sites. At 432 Park Avenue, Manhattan, New York, a new building is under construction. It will be 1,396 feet tall. The top penthouse apartment has already been sold for $95 million U.S. dollars. Couple this with the idea we promulgated last spring at the Light Green Machine Institute of the vertical paper machine. The idea is simple yet revolutionary. Build a paper machine standing on its head, forming at the top, winding at the bottom. Make this machine a recycled tissue machine with converting subterranean, and we have a complete tissue-grade facility in the heart of tissue consumption, downtown Manhattan, or any other major city in the world. The machine occupies at least valuable space in the building, almost if not free, the core of floors 1 through 20. Do this in a building like 432 Park Avenue and you've just eliminated long-distance logistics related to tissue paper manufacturing. Put the converting operations in a subterranean space extending out under the streets and you will have plenty of converting space. The transportation distance for raw materials is measured in blocks, not miles. Likewise, the distance to the most distant customer is measured in blocks, not miles.
And now let's pause a moment for this commercial message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Papri Talo Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Papa Italo Publications. Go with the winner.
And now, the conclusion of this week's column.
This is the kind of idea that is met with scoffing and derision when first brought forth. That was the reaction when we received last spring when we first mentioned vertical machines. The idea came simply out of a mind experiment starting with the question, what would be a different way to build a paper machine? It was only in the early maturity of this idea that the second aha moment was reached. Place this machine in a high-density urban skyscraper. Then it came together and started making real sense. Add to this mix a building like 432 Park Avenue, which is selling space based on emotion, a view of Manhattan, that is, rather than return on investment. Couple this with a real return on investment asset, a papermaking facility, and we have real synergies. Sorry about using a worn-out word, synergies. This idea characterizes the kinds of breakthroughs we need in the pulp and paper industry if we truly hope to succeed in the future. We have beaten incremental improvements to death in recent years. It is time for some serious innovation. The modern golden age of innovation in the pulp and paper industry seems to have been the 1960s and the 1970s, about the time the pulp and paper schools really hit their stride. We have not seen such a period of total innovation since the internet knocked the breath out of the printing and writing grades in the 1990s. It is time to recapture this excitement now. What do you think? Do we have the energy to move forward with bold new ideas? Please take our quiz this week and let us know what you think. You may take it online. For safety this week, we think the vertical machine may actually be safer than conventional designs. Reason? Properly designed, a vertical machine will allow up-close work by maintenance and operating personnel, ironically without having to be elevated above the floor. We will explain as we unfold our vision of the vertical paper machine in the future. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papa Italo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Bright Technologies is the leader in high-density extruders for your wet waste problems. Located in Hopkins, Michigan, USA, Bright has a solution to dewater your sludge. With hundreds of installations worldwide, Bright's extruders have a track record of proven performance and are backed by the best warranty in the industry. You can find them online at sebrightproducts.com. That's sebrightproducts.com, or give them a call today at 269-793-7183. That's 269-793-7183.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 17th of November, 2014. The title, Don't Single Out Thought Leaders. Actually, instead, make everyone a thought leader, at least part-time. The problem with, quotes, thought leaders, end quotes, is that they become prima donnas. I should know, I am one and have been all my life. It's my parents' fault, of course. Having me out of wedlock when that was a no-no made them feel horribly guilty. From my earliest memories then, they hung on my every word. So by the time I hit Mrs. Porter's kindergarten class, Kyle Elementary School, Troy, Ohio, September 1955, I expected everyone to listen to me. No, I demanded everyone listen to me. Spoiled rotten, I spent much of the latter part of my adult life trying to correct the prima donna flaw. Also likely a selfish act. Prima donnas are greatly disliked, and I got tired of being lonely. Let's get back to thought leaders. I have stated in this column before that one should play on their own strengths and those of others around them, be those others superiors, subordinates, or peers. So why am I apparently changing that principle? I am not suggesting a wholesale change. Just a bit of one. Developing people into thought leaders does two things. For them, it will make their lives more interesting, and for your company, they just might come up with some great new ideas that will be very beneficial. We can't afford to have everyone to sit around and be thought leaders all day, every day in any business. However, we sure could use a little help from everyone once in a while when we need new ideas. I liked this concept more when it was called brainstorming, for in those days it was a group exercise in which everyone was expected to participate. The idea of thought leaders is to specialize this activity and promote individuals to be in charge of it to the exclusion of everyone else. This creates prima donnas, as previously mentioned, and tamps down the opportunity for some really great ideas, both bad actions in your company. So, how do we make a thought leader? It is really quite simple. Number one, tell everyone that there is no special aptitude required to be a thought leader. Number two, focus on changing people's attitudes. I can be a thought leader too. Number three, teach people how to be a thought leader. It is really quite simple. All you have to do is juxtapose two or more conditions you would not think of coupling together. You have a new thought and a new idea. As an example, we managed to create quite a bit of a stir last spring by talking about a fully vertical paper machine. I'll admit I thought it up, and doing so was quite simple. I was thinking about paper machines, something I think about a lot, and came up with the question, what is a major simple attribute of paper machines that anyone of any skill level would notice? The answer, they are long. Long led to a coupling with the word horizontal, which led to the thought, then why can't they be vertical? That's it. All she wrote. There was no more to it than that. See if you can create a thought leader this week and tell us about your experience on our quiz, which you can take online. Thought leaders can be valuable when thinking about safety. Thought leaders can conjure up accidents that would not be seen until they happen. That means they can be prevented. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Talo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 24th of November, 2014. The title, Your Temper Can Kill Your Career. I have struggled all my adult life with a temper issue. I would like to report that I have conquered this condition and moved on. Unfortunately, the best that can be said is that most of the time these days I have it under control. The purpose of these first few sentences, however, has been to establish my bona fides on this subject. An ill-tempered disposition is mostly unsatisfactory unless one aspires a career as a pirate. Although they have not been completely eradicated, their numbers are small and their lifespans are short, so we'll assume you have other aspirations, perhaps even as a pulp or paper mill manager. I can almost guarantee that if you exhibit a, quotes, short fuse, end quotes, and an angry temper, you'll not make your goal. So, since it's immaterial, let's just blame your angry hot temper on your upbringing, since its source is not important. Fixing it is. For me, I have been in therapy for years, largely because of this topic. Hopefully you won't need therapy, but if you do, don't hesitate to seek solid professional help. For the balance of this column, I am going to focus on how self-destructive such behavior is to the bearer of it.
And now let's pause a moment for this commercial message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Papri Talo Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Paparitalo Publications. Go with the winner.
And now the conclusion of this week's column.
Let's start with team building and team leadership. You will not be an effective team leader, that is, manager, if you are constantly lashing out at your followers. Why? Simply because they're going to spend all their time being defensive and avoiding you. Nothing will be accomplished by a team that is playing defense, especially if they're playing defense with themselves. Time and again, I've observed these conditions within companies. If leadership at any level comes to work every morning in an angry and foul mood, what is the first question their team members ask each and every day? It is simple. We'll assume the leader in question is named Joe. Here's the question. What mood is Joe in today? Sound familiar? Old Joe probably has a confidant or gatekeeper who is expected to render this forecast each and every morning. Folks, what do you think this team does for at least the first hour each morning? They figure out how they're going to handle old Joe that day. That is at least a drop in efficiency of 1 over 8, or 1 hour out of 8, or 12.5% as compared to a team that does not have to do this. Joe is not inspiring, even if he thinks he is. He is intimidating. When you live around an intimidating person all the time, you spend much of your time thinking about how to avoid them. This is terrible for everyone. Most team members with any ambition of their own will ask sooner or later to be transferred to a position outside of Joe's influence. The other problem Joe has is that with such an attitude, Joe himself often makes poor decisions. We don't have to discuss the path down which that leads Joe and his coterie. There's a path of disaster, and of course all this leads to a vicious circle of destructive behavior for all involved. Upper management notices this, and Joe's career, at least at his current employer, is toast. Joe may pick up and go somewhere else. Joe may also repeat the behavior of the past and then in 2 or 3 years pick up and move on again. I can name at least a half a dozen people in our industry that I have seen do this. I have watched them move from company to company with the same result. If you are a Joe, have the guts to face this. If you don't know if you are a Joe, examine the conditions around you and see if I have described any patterns in your career with my simple vignettes above. Should you have any suspicions you are a Joe, find a confidant and ask them to boldly confirm or deny. If they deny, find another confidant and ask again. You may be so lost in this condition that the first one lied to you. I will leave you with a technique my shrink has taught me, one that I use when I really feel myself losing control. You may know the feeling. A pressure is welling up in your chest that you think is going to blow the top off your head. It happens less and less anymore, I'm happy to report, but occasionally I get surprised. Then I reach deep down inside and pull out this little phrase my shrink taught me, mind over matter. The interpretation of this is rough, but it has pulled me through when I absolutely positively must put a smile on my face. It's never said aloud, and it is a thought that goes like this. I don't mind, and you don't matter. Told you it was ugly, but it has saved me some very ugly confrontations. Yet there is even more. Most of the time when I've used mind over matter, I have internally been able to come back to the people and conditions that set me off in the first place and make genuine friends of them. Yes, I am slightly on my guard with people that were involved in such scenarios, but even that being on guard has diminished over time, I can happily report. So, young professionals, save your career before it is too late. And for your older folks like me, it is never too late to start. Heck, your kids may even bring your grandchildren to see you at the holidays if they detect a change in you. What do you think about ill-tempered people and the condition overall? You may take our quiz online this week. For safety this week, temper has no place in a safety situation. Leadership and a command voice do, but they should never be confused with an ill-tempered approach. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.